From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas voters can expect to decide 5 proposals in November. Friday is the deadline to turn in signatures required to make that happen. Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media takes us to downtown Little Rock to see the signature process at work.
I'm blessed. So you're voting in Arkansas?
It's approaching 100 degrees outside Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack. The roof line produces about 2 feet of shade on the sidewalk. That's where Cynthia Ford is set up today with petitions for 3 voter-initiated ballot proposals.
In this weather and this temperature, you can't be out but so long because, I mean, then it becomes a health risk.
Ford has a personal goal.
Are you a voter, young man?
To get 100 signatures.
Are you registered to vote? We have 3 issues we're working to put on the ballot. You may have heard about them. The first one is to bring 4 casinos to Arkansas. Second one is to raise the minimum wage. And the last one is for term limits for state rep and state senate. Would you like to sign any of those to put them on the ballot for a vote?
Each of these proposals must get almost 85,000 signatures to make the ballot.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hi, you're registered to vote in Arkansas.
Ford catches Amber Crouch, a young lawyer who's happy to sign 2 of the 3, but she hesitates on the third.
Signing a petition just puts it on the ballot for a vote. It doesn't necessarily say you agree or disagree with any of those.
When you put it that way, I feel like I should sign it. To get it on the ballot, I don't love term limits because I don't think that many of our current legislators are as qualified as they should be, possibly because we enacted term limits in the first place. So that is why I didn't sign that. But to your point, that's a great idea. Perhaps I should sign it so that it is given to the voters to decide.
Absolutely.
Now, 2 of the 5 ballot items are all set for November. They were created by the legislature. The first is so-called Item 1. Item 1 is complicated, but basically it would cap lawsuit awards like medical malpractice cases at $500,000 and allow the legislature to make rules for the Supreme Court. The other one is a voter ID law.
Why would we not want to have a photo ID? We do for everything else.
This is State Representative Robin Lundstrom of Elm Springs. There's not a lot of evidence of people voting under false identities, but...
You don't wait until your house is broken into till you lock the door?
And actually, there's already a voter ID law on the books. It's been disputed in court, but Act 633 of 2017 was in effect for the May primaries. Here's the reason Lundstrom says her bill is being put to the people, not left to lawmakers in session.
Well, this was something that... legislatively goes back and forth and back and forth, and if you get legislators tinkering with it, it's everybody's got an opinion, and this is something that the voters truly want to have ballot security. And when you have an ID, you have ballot security. You know that ballot belongs to you.
Lundstrom's running for her 3rd term this November. Tom Steele is the sponsor of the Term Limits Amendment.
In Article 5, the people reserve for themselves the power to also make laws.
He has a high opinion of Arkansas voters, but a low one of continually reelected representatives.
There's 135 critters up there in the legislature.
Steele's amendment would cap their total tenure, whether in the House or the Senate, at 10 years. Why? Well, Steele says it's about curbing lobbying influence, but what he really wants to talk about is what happened 4 years ago. Legislators put an ethics proposal before voters, and at the end of it, expanded term limits for themselves.
So the other thing we've got in there is a prohibition that the legislature can never do again what they did in 2014. They can't just refer a constitutional amendment to the public that guts term limits. You know, if they want to change term limits, then they're going to have to go out and stand in front of Walmart like we do.
Excuse me, guys, you registered voters in Arkansas?
Back in Little Rock's downtown River Market, Cynthia Ford says as a paid canvasser, there are issues she would not carry petitions for.
For instance, many years ago, I was out in California, and a young man had a petition that had something to do with the circumcision of little boys.
But this year, she's good with the proposals. In fact, she's enthusiastic to get the word out about the minimum wage hike and casinos.
Yeah, my experience with casinos has been the job factor, not only for the property itself, but the things that surround itself.
How about term limits?
I just think the voters should decide on that.
In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.